2nd of April 2020. Father Book Part 19, The Significance of the Father's Message. As I announced yesterday, I will continue the reflection from the Father's Book until Saturday. The book has two parts. So far, I have followed the course of the book almost completely. From today on, I will summarize the rest of the first part and only quote some passages. I will then put down the reflections on the second part of the book at another suitable time. I recommend to read the book yourself. It has been published in many languages and can easily be attained free of charge from the internet. Sometimes the quality of the translations is criticized. The original text was given by God the Father to Madre Eugenia in Latin. The first translation was then in French. It is important to understand that in this message God our Father addresses Himself directly to one person, but through her to all of us. So the text says, quote of the Word of Father, "Even now that I am here, that I am among you as a person and speak to you, that I continue to repeat to you in every possible way that I love you and that I want to be known, loved and honored with special devotion. Even now you do not see me, with the exception of one person, namely the one to whom I am dictating this message, a single one among all humanity. Nevertheless, what I am saying here, I am saying to all of you. Speaking to her, I see all of you. I am speaking to all of you and to each of you as if you were seeing me." It depends on us whether we let ourselves be met by this message, which was also addressed to the then Pope and the Bishop in charge. Both of them were called to support this work of charity and its diffusion, and they were told that this work should come first, that the Pope should bring this work to study and quickly carry it out. Here is a good moment to reflect on the importance of such a message, since it is not uncommon for such messages to be devalued in certain circles or for their meaning not to be understood at all. However, we see that this message should not only lead to personal edification and growth in faith, love and hope, although this attention alone would be valuable everywhere. No. The Lord is concerned with a message to the whole humanity that carries an urgency within itself. In order to understand this, it helps to look at Marian apparitions taken up by the Church and their often enormous effects. Let's look for three examples. Example Guadalupe in Mexico. Our Lady appears to an Indian. As a result, the native Aztecs were converted. Today it is a huge place of pilgrimage to which millions of people come for prayer. It should be lamented here that the place is currently inaccessible due to the pandemic. Whether this pleases our Holy Mother? Second, Lourdes, France. Our Lady appears to Saint Bernadette. A large place of pilgrimage is being built, where many sick people come and proven miracles are taking place. Let it be lamented, this place is also no longer accessible at present. Will this please our Mother? Third, example Fatima, Portugal. Our Lady appears to several children and trusts them with an important message for the world. Until today, some faithful circles claim that Our Lady's requests have not been completely fulfilled, and also connect the present painful circumstances with it. I heard that also the shrine in Fatima is not accessible at present. Does Our Lady like this? What great influence do all these places and messages have had until today? And what influence could they have if all that was often said in a few words by the Mother of the Lord is put into practice? All three examples mentioned were so-called private revelations, which I would prefer to call interventions with a prophetic character. If you look at the Father's message from this perspective, it should have an even more global dimension. It is not so much a question of building a place of pilgrimage, but rather that the Lord may establish his temple in the hearts of men and cultivate with us that imitate relationship which was self-evident in paradise and will be completed in eternity. The feast which the Lord asks for is a visible realization, recognition, and veneration of the loving fatherhood of God for all men. This would obviously release new streams of grace for humanity. Do we not need, especially today, the right image of God the Father, who loves us more than himself, who is always with us, and who wants to be merciful even to the greatest sinner? Do we not need a Father who is merciful without neglecting or relativizing truth and justice? Do we not need a secure hold, especially in the pandemic now, someone we can rely on in a seemingly hopeless situation? Someone who knows where all this will lead to and who puts it into his plan of salvation for us humans? I think so. Someone is there and knocks at the door of our heart and wants to live with us. He is none other than God the Father himself. A note on my own behalf. Many people have already registered for the retreat, so that it will take place with God's grace. Most participants speak Spanish. When registering for the retreat, please tell us which language is your mother tongue and if you understand another language. Thank you. More information will follow later.
We hear now a song from Saint Hildegard from Bingen to Godfather.
O Magne Pater, in magna necessitate sumus, nunc igitur obsecramus te per verbum tuum per quod nos constituisti plenos quibus indigemus. Placia tibi, Pater, quia te dece, ut aspicias in nos, per adiutorium tuum, ut non deficiamus. Obscuretur. Amen.